is News in Focus coming to you from Effingham Falls Bible Baptist Church. Today is November 24th, 2020. Today I will be highlighting an article called COVID Vaccines and Bill Gates. This article was published by Gary H. Carr, editor of Hope for the World Update. He is a former government trade specialist and the best-selling author of En Route to Global Occupation and The New World Religion. Gary Carr has appeared on over 1,000 talk shows since the release of his books. He has also been a featured speaker at hundreds of conventions, churches, universities, and community gatherings in the United States, Canada, Europe, Latin America, Israel, and India. Today, the article, COVID Vaccines and Bill Gates, a Benevolent Philanthropist. The internationally coordinated COVID response extends beyond the mere manipulation of public narrative to the actual manipulation of the COVID vaccines currently being developed. At the forefront of founding the vaccines is none other than Bill Gates. In 2010, when Gates committed $10 billion to the UN World Health Organization, WHO, he said, quote, "We must make this the decade of vaccines," unquote. While he has certainly made good on this promise, he actually launched his public pursuits in the area of vaccines back in 1999 when the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation donated $750 million to set up a global alliance of vaccines and immunizations entitled GAVI, or Gavi for short. More recently, Gates has also thrown his weight behind the ID 2020 Alliance's pursuit of a mandatory digital ID for every human. Among the most influential ID 2020 Alliance partners are Gavi and Microsoft, who together with the Rockefeller Foundation, Accenture, the UN, and the World Economic Forum. The UN and the World Economic Forum hold the greatest sway over the progress of these efforts. An investigative writer, Scott Kessler, puts it this way, quote, "So basically, Bill Gates has adopted as his personal mission the task of enrolling every single person on the planet in a global ID database. The vaccines are the vehicle through which this will be accomplished," unquote. Earlier this year, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., chairman of Children's Health Defense, penned a scathing article exposing Gates' intentions, stating, quote, "Vaccines for Bill Gates are a strategic philanthropy that feeds his many vaccine-related businesses, including Microsoft's ambition to control a global vaccination ID enterprise and give him dictatorial control of global health policy," unquote. Kennedy continued, quote, "In addition to using his philanthropy to control WHO, UNICEF, Gavi, and PATH, Gates funds a private pharmaceutical company that manufactures vaccines and is donating $50 million to 12 pharmaceutical companies to speed up the development of a coronavirus vaccine," unquote. Gary Carr, in his article, states that it is possible that we are misinterpreting Gates' intentions and that he is really just a nice guy. A wonderful billionaire who wants to use his vast wealth to help save humankind. He says, "I try to give people the benefit of the doubt whenever I can. However, the Gates family has a long history of supporting eugenics. In fact, Bill Gates' father was on the board of Planned Parenthood, the abortion provider funded by and founded by Margaret Sanger on racist principles and eugenics. Bill Gates himself has been supportive of the same organization and over the years has called for drastic reductions in the human population of the planet. Now we are supposed to believe that he has suddenly committed himself to saving billions of lives. This seems rather like an oxymoron. Consider the following disturbing results of Gates' overseas vaccine endeavors, which Kennedy carefully lays out in his article. Robert F. Kennedy states, quote, "In 2009, the Gates Foundation funded tests of experimental HPV vaccines developed by GlaxoSmithKline, or GSK, and Merck on 23,000 young girls in remote Indian provinces. Approximately 1,200 suffered severe side effects, including autoimmune and fertility disorders. 7 died. Indian government investigations charge that Gates-funded researchers committed pervasive ethical violations, pressuring vulnerable village girls into the trial, bullying parents, forging consent forms, and refusing medical care to the injured girls. The case is now in India's Supreme Court." Unquote. Continuing in the article, Kennedy says, "In 2010, the Gates Foundation funded a Phase 3 trial of GSK's experimental malaria vaccine, killing 151 African infants, causing serious adverse effects, including paralysis, seizure, febrile convulsions, to 1,048 of the 5,949 children. During Gates' 2002 Men African Vaccine Campaign in sub-Saharan Africa, Gates' operatives forcibly vaccinated thousands of African children against meningitis. In the village of Guro, located in northern Chad, approximately 50 of the 500 children vaccinated developed paralysis. South African newspapers complained, quote, 'We are guinea pigs for the drug makers,' unquote." Nelson Mandela, formerly senior economist Professor Patrick Bond, describes Gates' philanthropic practices as ruthless and immoral," unquote. The article continues, "In 2010, when Gates committed $10 billion to the WHO, he said, quote, 'We must make this the decade of vaccines,' unquote. A month later, Gates said in a TED Talk that new vaccines could reduce population. And 4 years later, in 2014, Kenya's Catholic Doctors Association accused the WHO of chemically sterilizing millions of unwilling Kenyan women with a tetanus vaccine campaign. Independent labs found a sterility formula in every vaccine tested. After denying the charges, WHO finally admitted it had been developing the sterility vaccines for over a decade. Similar accusations came from Tanzania, Nicaragua, Mexico, and the Philippines." If that isn't enough proof or startling information, a 2017 study of Morgensons et al. 2017 showed that WHO's popular DTP vaccine is killing more African children than the disease prevents. DTP vaccinated girls suffered 10 times the death rate of children who had not yet received the vaccine. WHO refused to recall the lethal vaccine, which it forces upon tens of millions of African children annually. Global public health advocates around the world accuse Gates of steering WHO's agenda away from the projects that are proven to curb infectious diseases, clean water, hygiene, nutrition, economic development. The Gates Foundation spends only about $650 million of its $5 billion budget on these areas. They say he has diverted agency resources to serve his personal philosophy that good health only comes in a syringe. FYI, according to the Washington Times, Dr. Anthony Fauci serves as a member of the Leadership Council for the Global Vaccine Action Plan developed by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The World Health Organization, UNICEF, and Fauci's own NIAID, the plan that calls for a decade of vaccines to spread far and wide all around the globe. Could it be that America has been far too trusting of Dr. Fauci and his cohorts? Have they led us down the path of COVID shutdowns for ulterior, preconceived globalist purposes? It appears more and more that this may be the case. There are currently upwards of 15 COVID vaccines in various stages of development around the world. As mentioned, Gates is involved in helping to fund several of these pursuits. Gary Carr, with a personal note, says this, quote, "I am personally not opposed to the use of vaccines that are truly necessary, but given the enormous manipulation surrounding this hyped pandemic, I would be extremely reluctant to accept any COVID vaccine, especially one funded in part or in whole by Bill Gates or those closely connected to him. We do not yet know what ingredients will be in these concoctions. Until we know precisely what we are dealing with, no Christian, or non-Christian for that matter, should allow an unknown potentially damaging substance to be placed in their body. To do so would be extremely unwise. If, as Christians, we truly believe that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, we have a duty before God to know what substances we allow to be injected into our bodies." Gary Carr closes with his article saying this, quote, "More information on COVID vaccines and their connection to the pursuit of a global digital ID mark will be forthcoming. Stay tuned," unquote. Gary H. Carr.